CNN sets up two GOP debates in January not sanctioned by RNC. By Nick Gilbertson on December 7, 2023. CNN announced Thursday it will host a pair of Republican presidential debates in January, which are not sanctioned by the Republican National Committee, RNC, ahead of the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary. The announcement comes as former President Donald Trump, the leading candidate, holds a commanding lead in the polls and has declared he will not participate in GOP primary debates. The CNN debates challenge the RNC's beat Biden pledge the candidates signed earlier this year, where they committed to not participating in non-RNC-sanctioned debates and to supporting the eventual nominee. Those who signed the pledge, which includes all remaining candidates, spear Trump, would be ineligible to partake in future RNC-sanctioned debates, according to a copy of the document Governor Ron DeSantis's RFL campaign posted to Twitter in August. Notably, he indicated Thursday he would be at CNN's debate. CNN reported the RNC is expected to announce this week it will release candidates from its requirement that prevents them from participating in non-RNC-sanctioned debates. When contacted for comment, an RNC spokesperson directed Breitbart News to RNC Communications Director Keith Schipper's post on X, emphasizing the debates are unsanctioned. The spokesperson also stated that the committee was still weighing nixing the pledge, as Breitbart News's Wendell Hussebo noted it planned to consider in a meeting sometime this week. The first CNN debate will take place at Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa, on January 10, 5 days before the Iowa caucuses on January 15. Candidates must score 10% of support, without rounding, in three separate national and/or Iowa polls of Republican caucus-goers or primary voters that meet CNN standards for reporting to make the stage. It is a requirement that one of the polls be of Iowa caucus-goers and that it be approved by the network. For a poll to be eligible, it must have been conducted on or after October 15, while polls published after 12:05 p.m. on January 2 will be outside of the eligibility window. The next debate will be at St. Anselm's College in Goffstown, New Hampshire, on January 21, 2 days before the primary. Again, candidates need to garner 10% of backing in three separate national and/or New Hampshire polls of Republican primary voters that meet CNN standards for reporting, with one of them having to be a New Hampshire primary survey. Moreover, anyone who finishes in the top three in the Iowa caucuses will qualify for the stage in Goffstown. Polls will not be rounded, and to qualify, they must have been conducted November 1 or later, with the closing deadline set as 12:05 p.m. Eastern, on January 16.